everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and on behalf of my dad, Randy, and my grandmother, Mamaw, Miss Charlene, I'd like to welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. It's an exciting time in the life of Legal Shield. It's an exciting time to be a part of the More Success Team. Convention is right upon us, and great things are in store for the team and for our company. And we're going to jump right into the call tonight and let me introduce our very special guest speaker. He's somebody that's been a friend and of the More Success Team for well over a decade now. And, you know, he's got a special place in my heart because he has a similar background to Papa, and that he was a former butcher and he's going on to become a CPA, and now he is the Chief Financial Officer of Legal Shield. And that is my friend and yours, Mr. Steve Williamson. Mr. Williamson, are you on the call, sir?
No, I'm here, Jeremy. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'll just turn the call over to you, my friend.
Great. Well, I've talked to a few folks before, Randy, and he wanted me to give a quick background of kind of myself and how I made my way to prepaid legal a few years ago, and actually it's going to be 18 years to the day in 3 days. I showed up March 1, 2000 when Randy Harp, our previous CFO and COO, needed a little help. He was working too many hours and the board asked him to go get some help, and luckily he called me and I come running. And I'm, for those new people on the call that may not know me, I'm Ada born and bred. Was born in Ada, Oklahoma, married my high school sweetheart, who's been married for 37 years. She's a former prepaid legal employee, worked for him back in the 70s when there was less than 10 people employed there. She has the honor of being Employee of the Month, Jeremy, even though I don't. So she's clearly was a better employee than myself, but blessed to be married to her for a long time. Have two grown daughters and three grandsons, but graduated East Central, left for the big city, Oklahoma City, is the big city I went to for KPMG, and came back here to raise our kids in 1983, and like I say, showed up in the prepaid legal in year 2000, and really enjoyed the ride from being a public company traded on the New York Stock Exchange to the acquisition back in 2011, and have seen a lot of really interesting things. But a few things I wanted to hit, kind of the high notes. One, it's a great time to be with prepaid legal, with Legal Shield. As many of you know, we've just been hitting record after record for the membership base. I think we're, you know, well over every single month for the last 16 months, we've been hitting new highs in the membership base. We also continue to have great quality. The churn rate has been 2% for over a year. And better quality means better retention. Many of you may know retention, but it's really important to focus on that, and I'll kind of swing back and talk about that as I talk about a little bit more about Ken and what Ken meant to me. But one of the big things I want to leave everybody with is you all know that we made some great announcements for 2018, and basically more incentive dollars, more ways for you, our independent associates, to build your business and make more money. We have the Level Up program, where if you hit 3-1 in 20 days, you get extra cash. That's for you or if you sponsor somebody. We have the new PC program that starts at month 3, goes all the way through 11, so more cash there if you continue to stay active in the business and write quality business. We announced the upline bonuses for those people that you have in your downline when they have the PCQ, so kind of doubles up, if you will, on the focus on Performance Club. And then, of course, everybody knows about the Power ED. If you stay ED for 3 consecutive months, we're going to pay you another $10,000 for actually achieving that, and $5,000 to the upline. And we also have more trips. I mean, we have 4 trips every year. And if you count the Platinum World trip, it's 5 trips every year. And a person would say, well, why would you throw that much more dollars? A lot of people kind of ask me that as CFO. That seems like you're spending an awful lot of money. But really, we want to put the incentives in place that will allow us to continue to grow and allow you to build your legacy. You know that year 2018 is the year we are Legal Shield. And as Jeff says, it's focused on building your legacy. And these incentives that we put together really do all tie together. It really starts with level up. What that focuses on is making sure that we recruit new people into the business and let them look at this opportunity, get them focused very quickly in the first 20 days, level up and get their bonus. Then they roll straight into focusing on Performance Club qualifying each month, and they get extra cash once again, month 3, month 4, month 5, all the way through month 11. And then they can focus on month 12 when they actually get to graduate to $300 extra a month. We added the upline bonus for the PCQ. So if you have an open line person that Performance Club qualifies, you get extra override bonuses on that. So, and there's really three different levels that qualify for that: senior director, ED, and the platinums. So really focusing everybody, if you're thinking about it, we really want everybody to focus on those monthly activities and to always focus on quality, because, again, you don't get an upline bonus unless they have adequate retention. And then in order to grow these leaders, the new leaders that we need to kind of take charge, as, you know, I'm hitting 57, and I think Randy might be maybe a year older than me. There's a few of us guys that are getting a little older, and we're looking for the young generation like Jeremy and a lot of the other young kids to kind of take over. And we want to build out new power team EDs. Those are EDs that are ED for 3 consecutive months so that they'll get used to doing that activity to hit that 50 every month and continue to do it. And what will we pay them? $10,000. And we'll pay the upline $5,000. So just want to focus on building out those leaders so that we can see this continued growth. And, again, every single quarter we have a new bonus program that for a new trip that we have in place each quarter. We're working on Jamaica right now. You work hard enough and you hit one of the different ways that you can qualify to go on the trip, you're going to get to go to Jamaica with about 400 different couples, 800 people, all cost paid trip to Jamaica. So excited about that. The other things that I wanted to share, Jeremy, was just a little bit about what Ken kind of meant to me. It's my first chance since the service to talk about Ken, and it was an honor to be there to service and be one of the honorary pallbearers. And just, he meant a lot to me. And as you said, we always kidded a lot and talked about the good old days when we were meat cutting, and would talk about, you know, the proper way to break down a four quarter. And it was just a lot of fun talking about those non-business things, but we talked a lot about business, and one of the things that your papa always focused on was quality. And I can tell you all, you may or may not know, but over 142,000 active member plans are tied to the Moore Success Team, and that's been built since the 70s. Ken was incredibly proud of the quality that the Moore team had, and their retention was always in the top of the PwC list. Ken had members from the 1970s. Charlene is still receiving commissions on memberships that were sold in the 1970s. That's 40 years of commissions. Every single month, he received commissions on that. That's how you build a legacy, and he did that based on quality. He has thousands of members on the book still from the 1980s. That's over 30 years of receiving commissions on those memberships. And he was excited about your company's future just a few weeks ago, as he was early in his career. He was excited about your future. And you just need to ask yourself, when you face difficulty or you face change or some change comes your way, you know, did Ken stop when the short sellers came, when we were all working hard, and Randy and Jeremy will remember this, in the early 2000s, we had short sellers saying all sorts of bad things about us. But Ken didn't stop. He continued to build his legacy. He sold over 36,000 memberships in that decade that are still on the books today, and he's receiving memberships. He didn't stop in 2010 when Harlan decided to retire and more Mid-Ocean came on board. Nope, he just kept working. He continued to build that legacy. And he didn't stop when he was in the hospital. He was going to tell how many times he was in the hospital, and I'd hear the story, how he continued to build his legacy. And he's probably, I would think it'd be safe to say, Jeremy, that he probably sold or recruited more nurses than any other person while in the hospital. So your papa was a special and dear friend of mine, and you can see it by the quality organization and leadership that he's left intact for you and the rest of the Moore team to carry on that legacy.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, Mr. Williamson, and that's exactly right. If you've got a couple of minutes, I'd like to go out to some of our Millionaire Club members and ringers, and they may have a question or two for you. That'd be okay?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, let's start off by going straight out to the great state of Alabama and the top producer on the Moore Success Team. That's none other than Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish?
I'm here, Jeremy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate Steve. I always look forward to having you on the call because you may or may not be aware of that, but when I first started at the University of Alabama many moons ago, I was an accounting major. And if it hadn't been for some difficulty with some finance and economics courses that I had my sophomore year, I may have stuck with it. But I always was interested in the bean counting aspect, and I always enjoyed hearing you and Randy, when he was with the company, share all the details at a lot of our conventions. But I didn't know, speaking of that, if you were able to shed any light tonight on the comments that Jeff made on the Momentum call 3 hours ago and talking about Stone Point Capital and their involvement with Legal Shield, or is that something that you can't mention?
Sure.
I know he brought it out and had the call for the whole sales force, so I figured it was public knowledge at this point that they purchased a portion of our company, and didn't know if you could elaborate on that.
I certainly can, Jimmy, and God bless us that you didn't continue in accounting. So you're a big part of that 142,000 memberships that Ken and y'all have built, and I've looked at your book of business many times, and it's high quality. So thrilled to death to have you on our team. But, yeah, Stone Point, we've been talking to them. We first started visiting with them last year sometime. Jeff and I had a couple of meetings with them, and then they came all the way to Ada. A really good bunch of guys. That they feel a lot like the Mid-Ocean guys. I really like them. They're kind of down-to-earth type guys. But they're really a lot like Mid-Ocean. They're just much bigger. So Mid-Ocean is a private equity firm. That is a company that takes money from their investors, typically pension plans and other institutional funds, as well as wealthy folks kind of invest with them. And then they go find companies that they believe in their future and invest. And they turned over a lot of stones, did a lot of homework, and really invested in this management team and in this organization. They invested in you, the Moore Success Team, just a good bunch of guys that they can see the growth that we see in our product. They believe in the management team and the independent associates and the provider network, and are just looking forward to growth. There really won't be a lot of change. There really won't be any change in the management team, and we're excited to partner with these guys, and they'll probably be able to open a few more doors and just be another set of eyes to kind of look at what we're doing and help us grow even faster. We'll continue to have Mid-Ocean. We'll be a minority shareholder. And Frank Schiff, who many of you know, and Ted Virtue, who heads up Mid-Ocean, will remain on our board, and we'll have a few new board members that will come on from the Stone Point team. So basically it's just, as Jeff would say, a plus one. We're just going to be better and have more really intelligent folks to help guide us and to grow and execute our plan.
So from the standpoint of, you know, whether we operate our business on the solution side or the networking side, as far as us in the field, it's just business as usual. We just got a more robust ownership team behind us at this point. Would that be safe to say?
That's a very good summary, Jimmy.
Great. Well, it's always good to have you on the call. I don't want to monopolize it, but, Jeremy, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Let's continue and go straight on out to the great state of Arizona, to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you there? Or Linda?
Can you hear me, Jeremy?
Yes, I can, Alex. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I was muted. Thank you, Mr. Williamson. Always refreshing to hear you on the call, and appreciate you coming on and updating us. We have the convention coming up here in a couple short weeks. I was wondering, for maybe some newer people or people that might be coming for the first time, do you think it's a good idea for people to, first of all, to make the trek to Oklahoma and then down to the home office to get a tour while they're in the region?
Yeah, that's a great question, and absolutely, it's worth the trip. You really need to get there. You'll be able to see the quality of the management team, and I think even more importantly, you'll be able to see the quality of the sales associates, and you'll learn so much from the people that have been doing exactly what you want to do to build your business. It's also great. Probably one of the highlights of the convention has always been for me, Alex, is being able to see, if you will, our product. When you place all of the provider attorneys on the stage at once and you start listening to those guys talk, it's just pretty amazing to see 100 or so of our provider attorneys and see the round of ovation that they receive from the sales force, and the gratitude for serving our members is pretty special. And would also encourage anybody that makes their way to Oklahoma City to make the short trip down to Ada and, if you will, kick the tires of the home office, meet some of our dedicated folks. We have about 700 employees that are thrilled to death to serve you every day, and it's always nice to be able to put a face with a name. Many of you will talk to the home office folks from associate services and other areas of the company, and just would encourage you to do that. It just increases your belief level, whether it's listening to the provider attorneys talk about why they do the things they do, or listening to the other sales associates that tell their stories of how they got through some difficult times. It's just a very rewarding experience, and would encourage any new person to be able to get their way to Oklahoma City and experience that firsthand.
I agree 100%. Thank you very much.
All right, let's go back to the state of Oklahoma and to Six Finger Ring Earner and Miss Lynn Harden. Lynn, are you there?
I am. How are you? Listen, I just want to say thank you, and I am so excited to hear that we've got a more robust background, to know that everybody on the call, I'm assuming, will be in Oklahoma City next month, and what a great adventure this is for all of us that have been here for a while, and for the new people that are just starting. I'm Lynn Harden, and I'm just getting started, and I've never been more excited about this company. So thank you all, and to the Moores, we love you all.
Well, thank you for those comments, Lynn. Let's go back to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Ms. Linda Bowden.
Hi. So great to hear from you tonight, Mr. Williamson. And I guess I was just thinking that I'm one of Ken's pupils, and, you know, we talked early on about retention and how valuable, how important it was to keep memberships on the books. And I learned about, retention almost from the beginning. And I remember almost feeling physically ill if someone was going to cancel a membership. It was just like, oh, my gosh, this just can't happen, you know, because it was just so drilled into us that it was important to keep those memberships in the books and have memberships still from the 80s, so the original memberships, when I looked back and thought, man, I was new, didn't know what was going on. And I say all that to say this, you know, we have an amazing bonus program, obviously just outlined that, where it's fantastic for new people to make some just incredible bonuses. But I also want to kind of stress a little bit is that there's not renewals on those bonuses. So the bonuses are kind of like money to kind of maybe build your business in the beginning, but we've got to write those really, really, really important memberships So they stay in the books year after year after year, and then people will have a business 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or, like myself, over 30 years from now. Are they going to continue to put things in place to, you know, to keep that retention thread going?
Yes, definitely, Linda. Congratulations on your great book of business. I've looked at it many times over the years, just like Jimmy and many others have more success and have excellent retention, and certainly appreciate the quality book of business. But, yeah, these guys understand retention. I personally spent quite a bit of time talking to them about it as they were doing their due diligence, and they certainly appreciate the benefits that it provides to a sales associate and to the company, and quite frankly, to our providers. That's how we all make more money. Again, as you said, you've got memberships on the books for 30 years. There's few insurance companies on the planet that continue to pay commissions for 30 years, but you can just we have thousands of people that have these large books of business that they continue to write, but you've got to have that same determination that you have, Linda, to be physically ill when somebody pre-cancels. And we had a little event this weekend or last weekend that John Long hosted, who heads up our network marketing efforts, that was focused on how to do it a proper pre-cancel call. And we're creating new materials. We have some really nice flyers that you can use that really kind of take it down to layman's terms, and we're trying to train even the brand-new associate how to properly reach out to somebody and connect with them. Because a lot of times, and again, I'll get on my retention soapbox, Linda and the rest of the Moore team, you know, most of the time it's really just a payment failure. It may be that check hit at the wrong time of the month when they didn't have money in their bank account, or they changed a credit card. So always assume that they want that membership and just reach out to them. And one of the great things that I know I've heard many talk about is try to make notes and recall why that person purchased that membership. A lot of times they wanted to get their will done. If they haven't got their will done, that's your perfect opportunity to say, hey, we hate to see you leave without getting the benefit on why you purchased that membership. So, yeah, we'll continue to be focused on improving retention, and we are working diligently to even put more information in the product Engage, which is available to all of our associates that have LSA. So be on the lookout for a lot more exciting and neat ways that you can reach out and save your memberships. But appreciate all your focus on good quality memberships, Linda.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I think that's fantastic that we're going to continue to do that.
Thank you so much, Linda. Mr. Williamson, do you have time for just a couple more people? A couple more questions?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's go out to the great state of Virginia to another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Mr. Hughes?
Hey, Mr. Williamson. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. I'd forgotten that you and I have almost exact same tenure with the company, so I'm just a few months ahead of you. And you gave me a shiver when you talked about the days of the short sellers. So for those who have come after, explain the benefits of being privately held as opposed to being publicly traded, because I just feel like we're in a better place now. Do you agree?
I totally agree, Jeff, and that's a great comment and teed me up perfectly. So for those of you that don't know, when we were publicly traded, that meant all of our financial information and pretty much everything we did was available for the world to see. And when you're publicly traded, there are two ways you can take a financial position with a publicly traded company. You can buy their stock with hopes that you're going to write a check for, say, $1,000 and own a piece of that company with hopes that it will go up. But you can also take a negative bet and effectively sell the stock before you own it with hopes that it will go down. And in around October of 2000, about 6 or 7 months after I showed up, we went through a pretty vicious short attack. And what a short attack is when a large company takes a negative position against your company and then starts writing negative reports about your company. And we had that go on for, shoot, it felt like 3 or 4 years, Jeff. From about 2000 to 2003, we continued to fight them, and there were negative articles being written in the press, many of them in the Daily Oklahoman, and a lot of them on online sites that made it very difficult for people like Jeff and Randy and Ken and all the others. Jenny and Linda will remember this, that, you know, you really had to answer a lot of these negative questions. When you're private, there really isn't an opportunity for somebody to take a negative bet against your company because you're not a publicly traded company. And lo and behold, as soon as we became a private company in June of 2011, we haven't seen a negative article about our company since. So I'm pretty sure we know the basis by which a lot of these negative articles were written. It was just people that were trying to profit on this little publicly traded company in Ada, Oklahoma. So great question, Jeff. We're in a wonderful place being a privately owned company where these people that are really taking a very negative bet against a company that's publicly traded, and then they go about making sure articles are written negatively. We're really in a great place with a really great PR firm that we now see a lot of very positive press, and I don't recall seeing a negative article in probably the last 6 or 7 years.
Fantastic. That's exciting to hear. Let's keep things rolling and go out to New Braunfels, Texas, to another six-figure ring earner. And that's my good friend, Mr. Manley Wilson. Manley, are you there? Maybe there. All right, well, let's go to one final speaker that really needs no introduction, but he's one of my favorite people in all of Ada America, and as a matter of fact, in all of Legal Shield, period. And that's my buddy, Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on the call? Do they have their light? Hello? The line. Can you guys hear me? Mr. Williamson, can you still hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know. You might be having some trouble getting lines unmuted. I apologize for that, but I really appreciate you being on the call tonight and sharing all of your knowledge with the team and the excitement and the direction in which Prepaid and Legal Shield is going. And so thank you so much for taking time away from your family to be with us tonight. We appreciate you, and most importantly, we appreciate your friendship, sir.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy, and appreciate you taking the leadership role and the great Moore success team, and looking forward to seeing everybody in Oklahoma City.
All right. Can't wait, sir.
Take care.
All right. Well, guys, just a couple of quick housekeeping items before we wrap things up tonight. We already had a phenomenal call, but just want to remind you guys to, for you all that haven't taken advantage of getting the pre-sale order tickets to our breakout session in Oklahoma City at the convention. It'll be on Sunday from 10 to 2. And I would really encourage you guys to go to moresuccessteam.com and you can pre-order and register for the breakout session. It's going to be a phenomenal event. Special corporate guest speakers, tons of recognition, some powerful recaps on the convention, and great recap and marching orders. It's just it's a can't miss event. So really, if for you all that have already taken advantage and gotten your tickets, thank you and congratulations, but really stress that to your team to make sure they make their travel arrangements for you guys that are coming to Oklahoma to make sure that you go ahead and get them registered for the breakout, because the tickets at the door are a lot more expensive than they are if you just go ahead and get that taken care of now. So just want to remind you guys to do that. Also, I know it was mentioned a little bit earlier about the importance of going to do the tours. Actually, Papaw's office is basically untouched
And so if you want to come by and see, you know, how our leader and, you know, the leader of the Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore, you know, his office is still there. It's still all intact. We'll be doing some different things with it after the convention, but for right now, I encourage you guys to come by and take some pictures and you know, it'd be a really neat thing that you can take back to your teams. You know, sit in his chair, get some pictures taken with his pictures and stuff like that. I think it'll be a great thing, great memento to have for forever. But great thing that you can take back to your markets and share with your teams. You know, where your leadership and upline comes from right there at corporate office in 8, Oklahoma. One other last note for the executive directors on the call in the morning. You will be getting an email. Please respond to that email as soon as possible. Hopefully by tomorrow afternoon we'll get all those responses for you guys for something that we're wanting to kick up and do at the convention. So with that, I'd like to thank you for being on behalf of my dad, Randy, and our leader, Ms. Charlene Moore. Thank you all for taking time to be on the call tonight. We've got to continue to put God first in our lives, our family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will take care of itself. Thank you all for being on the call. God bless and good night.